Good afternoon, folks. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. I want to ask you a question. Where do you go to buy those supplies to use out in the field where you can pan gold and make that discovery that will make you rich and famous? Well, it's at Alaskan Prospectors. Over at Alaskan Prospectors, you can get all the equipment that you need, including pans, sluices, suction dredges, and other types of gold concentrating equipment. And of course, they also offer those famous Garrett metal detectors responsible for the discovery of many large nuggets here in the state of Alaska. They also have a large variety of crystals and minerals from around the world. And in addition, for those folks that enjoy rock cutting, they have rock saws and, of course, polishers. Alaskan Prospectors at 504 College Road. Their phone number is 452-7398. Once again, their number is 452-7398. Stay tuned for Alaska Gold Trails coming up right after Johnny Holiday
for reporting on sports. All of Major League Baseball is under the lights tonight. In Kansas City, the Royals will be out to hand the Baltimore Orioles their 16th consecutive loss. Tonight's the opener of a three-game set. The Birds are in the record books for most losses to begin a season, and General Manager Roland Heeman says everyone in the organization is feeling the pressure as the streak continues to mount.
It's hard on everybody in the organization, the players, the manager, the coaches, the ownership, our fans, especially, I'm sure, back in Baltimore, disappointed, and we all are, too. So we just have to keep plugging along and working hard.
NHL Stanley Cup playoff action tonight, two games on the ice. In the Patrick Division Final, Game 3 takes place at the Brendan Byrne Arena. New Jersey skates against the Washington Capitals. That series even at one game apiece. New Jersey goalie Sean Burke says even though the Devils are home, they're not assured of a victory.
I don't think our team's really tried to concentrate too much on any one particular rink or any home ice advantage. I mean, we just want to play our best hockey every night. And, you know, whether we win here on the road or at home, whatever it takes, you know, I think the guys are willing to pay the price. You know, sure, it's good to go home now, but we've got to play. I mean, just because we're going home, we can't just put on the skates and expect to go out there.
Capitals left wing Greg Adams feels his hockey club has performed well on the road this season. Adams looks forward to tonight's showdown.
We have played well on the road ever since past Christmas time, past the All-Star break. We've been playing great on the road, and you know, maybe it is going to be a bit of a benefit for us to go up there and play our road game. It seems to be more successful at times.
In the Adams Division Series, that one's tied at 1-1 between Montreal and Boston, Game 3 on the Bruins' ice tonight. The Wood Memorial takes place tomorrow at Aqueduct, the favorite Bryanstime. Angel Cordero Jr. will be up. Cordero will be riding Bryanstime for the first time, and he says he should be the favorite.
I think through all the races, his last three or four races, Bryanstime is probably going to be the horse to beat. It's not going to be an easy race. I think it's going to be the toughest race of all the prep.
The Indianapolis Colts have signed free agent nose tackle Joe Klecko to a two-year contract. Klecko's the only player in NFL history to make the Pro Bowl at three different positions, defensive end, defensive tackle, and nose tackle. The New York Jets released Klecko at the end of last season. And Rick Barnes is headed for Providence College to become the Friars' new head basketball coach, leaving George Mason University. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Johnny Holiday.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska, Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you this afternoon until 2 p.m. Today, we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska. Maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or you want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences. Regardless, give us a call. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. When you think about jewelry, you think about quality, and of course, that aesthetic style of beauty. And when you want quality, you always think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality, whether you're looking for wedding rings and bands or a special piece for that special person. Larson's Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That means they can take raw gold and create rings, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings right on the spot and in a design of your choice. Larson's can also add diamonds, rubies, and sapphires or other gemstones from their large inventory to your new or existing jewelry piece. They can repair and rebuild jewelry, including shanks, loops, and chains. It's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larson's Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystal that's sure, with time, to become a family treasure. And for a special gift that will long be remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. But listen, Larson's is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or achievement. For your safety and peace of mind, Larson's also has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. For anything you need, they have it on hand. Just remember, Larson's can, located at 4th and Noble, open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 5 Saturdays. Visit today or give them a call at 456-4141. We've got a fascinating program for you today, folks. And by the way, we've got some good news. We got some bad news. The good news is that I've got a guest that is above all guests in my view. Today, my guest here in the studio is Leah Madonna, the owner of Alaskan Prospectors. That's the good news. The bad news is that it looks that like perhaps that the Alaska Gold Trails might be coming to the end of the trail here in just a couple of more shows. And so I'd like to bring that to your attention. And we're going to see just what's going to happen next week. And in addition to that, we want to, before launching into the program, we want to do what we do here on Alaska Gold Trails. And of course, that's our Frontier Quiz. Now, the first person to call us at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and give us the correct answer to our question, will win $20 dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe, located across from the Daily News Miner. Now, listen to this, folks. We have a sponsor. We have a sponsor. Their phone number is 452-6491. We want to know who they are, where they are, and what they do, and who is the number one person at that business. Their phone number again is 452-6491. When you have the answer, who they are, where they are, what they do, and their number one body over there, you call us here. Our number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And if you give us the correct answer, of course, you will win dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And by the way, folks, I want to thank the folks over at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe for providing the weekly prizes of dinner for two on Alaska Gold Trails. Y'all know where Laura's is, right across from the Daily News Miner. Once again, our number here is 479-TALK. The number that you need to call for that business, once again, is 452-6491. And while we're waiting for the lines to light up here, let's talk about my friends at Golden Nugget Taxi. Golden Nugget Taxi is a firm advocate of an educated Alaska mining industry, and they fully support the placer miners in their effort to provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong, and when you need a lift around town, folks, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, Golden Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. A message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. That's 451-TAXI. And by the way, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails. And we've got some lines lit up here. All right, you're on the air. You have an answer for us.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You there, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's B&L Pawn Shop, and Killer's the head person there.
Killer?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you know, let me just tell the audience, don't hang up just because we're getting an answer here. We'd like to hear from the rest of you as well. Killer's the number one body over at B&L?
Right.
And what's the motto over there? Somebody told me one time, they said, if you tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, they'd sweeten the deal. What's all that about? You know?
Oh, boy, I can't remember.
What do they do? What do they do over there?
What do they do over there?
Yeah.
They'll buy or sell anything.
Buy or sell anything, huh?
Right.
And they loan money as well, don't they?
Well, that's part of the deal, yes.
Sure, that's part of the deal. And in addition to that, we have to consider that they've got a large variety of equipment over there, ranging from jewelry to tools, but, don't they?
Jewels, bicycles, motors, tires.
Yeah, they got a wide variety of things over there. By the way, what's your name?
John Gleason.
John, well, thanks for the call. This is not the first time I've heard from you, is it?
No, I still haven't been over to the prospectors yet and picked up my piece of gold, prospector's gold.
All right, get over there. We'd like to see you.
Sure.
Hey, John, why don't you stop up here at the KFAR studio in Washington Plaza and pick up your certificate for dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I guess our caller's hung up. So with that, John Gleason is our winner today of dinner for two. And I've got a couple, before talking with Leah here, I'd like to run over our calendar of events. The first thing that I'd like to mention is, to all you miners or you potential miners, Alaska Women in Mining are hosting a potluck at the Raven Hall, which is located off Goldstream, right across from Ivory Jack's. And if you'd like to attend that potluck, just bring a covered dish, a salad or something of that nature. And of course they're going to have a good time out there, and this is the last time the miners are going to have a chance to get together before they hit the field and start mining that gold. So folks, why don't you join up with that potluck, and that's this evening at 6 o'clock out at Raven Hall on Goldstream across from Ivory Jack's. Okay, with that, we'd also like to mention that just a minute, let's catch this call that's coming in. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I can't hear you at all on the phone. I'm listening to you on the radio. And but anyway, I was calling about your sponsor.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Okay, try it again.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
The wonders of electronics here.
Okay.
What's that?
I was calling about the sponsor.
Oh, the sponsor. Good.
Yeah, that, and the part of the thing is they'll sell anything but the chandelier, and that's only because that's attached. And but you never know, so ask Killer anyway.
Wait, have you done this ad before? That's very good. Very good. Killer, huh?
Yeah.
And where are they located?
Oh, boy, they're on the corner of Gaffney and Cushman.
Gaffney and Cushman. That's B&L Pond, corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Their phone number is 452-6491.
Right.
Yes, sir. And what's your name?
Oh, I'm Jesse Atencio.
Jesse, you keep coming back on this program all the time. I'm going to have you as a guest. Jesse, you know what you won. You won a piece of gold from Alaskan prospectors over there, and you stop over there and pick it up.
Right.
And thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, and as long as you've got Leah there today, I was hoping that maybe since you do,
you want to ask her, you want to ask her a question?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, let me introduce her first. Hi, Leah. How are you today? And welcome to Alaska Gold Trail.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, Mr. Atencio here has a question of you, and go ahead with your question, please.
Okay, Leah, since you do sell Garrett metal detectors over there, I own another brand, but I won't say what brand. But I am interested, very interested in metal detectors, and I'd like to hear some success stories of some of your customers. I think a lot of people like to hear more about that. It's some of the perception I get from people that talk to me is that these metal detectors are magic boxes, and you have to have a degree in witchcraft to use one. So if you can explain them and the way they work a little bit, I think a lot of people out there would like a little education on metal detectors.
Jesse, I think we'll just fade into that during the program, so stay tuned and we'll give you a full report on some of the success stories here. I'm sure Leah has a number of them.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jesse. Leah, let's see. Let's get some background. When did you first come to Alaska?
In the mid-1950s, Jim. I'm an old-timer up here.
You're mid-1950s, that means you're a pioneer, huh? Probably over 30 years in the state.
Right.
And you now own a store called Alaskan Prospectors, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you sell mining equipment. What else do you have over there in that store?
Well, we have Alaskan gifts for the visitor. We have rocks, minerals, beautiful crystals from all over the world. Gold pans, sluice boxes, Alaskan books, as well as prospecting, mining books, how to do it type books.
And where are you located, Leah?
In that ugly little Quonset hut on College Road. It's 504 College Road.
I see. And, we were just talking about the activities that were occurring in and around Fairbanks are coming up pretty soon, but isn't there a activity coming up in the middle of the summer regarding, and Jesse asked the question regarding metal detectors, isn't there a metal detecting jamboree or something occurring in the state in the middle of the summer that people might like to know about?
Well, I can't confirm the that particular event, but there is a metal detecting contest, I believe, scheduled at Paradise Valley on the 21st of June. Now, of course, that's up to the miner and his completion of those plans. In addition to that, in the fall, during Palmer Fair, there is now an annual metal detecting contest.
So there are a couple of contests going on. We'll get into metal detecting in just a few minutes. Leah, let me take just a little break here to finish up these events that are occurring around Fairbanks and Interior Alaska at the moment, and then we'll be right back and we'll talk about some of those adventures that these people in Alaska have had with metal detectors and other kinds of prospecting equipment. But first, let's tell people about where they can learn of how to go prospecting, and that of course is at the University of Alaska Mining Extension prospecting and mining classes. And the one that is most important to the beginners as well as the veterans is of course the gold prospecting class that will be coming up on May 13th right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And that's a three-day class. It's Friday evening, Saturday evening, and all day Sunday, where we'll have a picnic and just have a real good time panning gold, dredging for gold, sluicing for gold, and looking at some of the geology and the mineralization in the Fairbanks area. So if you're interested in learning all those kinds of things, you might want to consider taking the gold prospecting class, the little short course, on May 13th. And if you'd like to have more information regarding that particular course, you can give us a call at the Mining Extension office at 474-7702, or you can call me at 456-2569. And of course, you can gather that information. In addition to that, if you'd like to give us a call or there at the Mining Extension office. We'll be happy to send you out a catalog of the complete Mining Extension classes. We have both individual classes, and we also offer a 1- and 2-year technology program. The 1-year program is for the professional prospector, and the 2-year program is for exploration and mining technology. So you might want to consider some of those educational ideas. Now, in addition to that, we have a complete sequence of activities revolving around mining, both recreational and in-depth mining procedures at the University of Alaska. And of course, this spans the entire spectrum from the recreationalist all the way up to the full-scale miner. So keep that in mind. Our phone number, once again, at the Mining Extension office is 474-7702, or you can call me at 456-2569. And I think that completes our schedule of events that are current. The other item that we want to make sure that all the miners and potential miners are aware of is the Alaska Women in Mining Potluck that will be held this evening at Raven Hall on Goldstream across from Ivory Jack's. So if you plan to attend that particular festive event, bring a covered dish of some kind. Remember, it's the last chance you miners are going to have to get together before you get out there and dig that gold. Okay, Leah, we were talking about the jamborees, the metal detecting jamborees. You also pointed out that you sell a large variety of equipment over in your store. And right now we have a call, so let's see what the folks have to say here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wondered if you know of anyone that has gotten their wetland permits. I've had several calls asking me. And do you know of any miners that might have gotten them so far?
The wetland permits?
Mm-hmm.
Do I say your name?
Well, I don't care. I can't talk, but go ahead.
Is this Doris?
Yes.
Doris, we get Army Corps of Engineers publications through the university, and they have been sent out, and I think a number of people have gotten their permits. But, you know, I'm a little hesitant to make a comment on that kind of thing because sometimes I err. I make an error.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't happen very often, kid, but mm-hmm. once in a while, you know. But I'll tell you who to call. It's in Anchorage, of course. The number... The number is 353-7062, and that's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers mm-hmm. down there, and they'll give you real accurate information on mm-hmm. that, and then you don't have to say that Jim told you so, okay?
Well, you get these publications. Where do you get these publications?
They just send them automatically.
Out of Anchorage?
Yeah, to the university, and I'm sure okay. that if you requested them, you could probably get them. Now they come right to the mailbox right there at the School of Mineral Engineering there at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call the Mining Extension office between 9 and 1 o'clock, I have my finger on that information there.
What's that, sir?
The number is
474-7702. 7702.
Mm-hmm.
That's strictly Monday through Friday, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
From 9 to 1?
9 to 1, we man the office, yes.
Oh, okay, well, thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Doris.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, Leah, where were we on the, weren't on the Corps of Engineers, and then we got on the Corps of Engineers. We were talking about some of the items that you have over there at Alaskan Prospectors, and, like Jesse asked, he asked about the metal detectors, and what brand do you sell over there?
I sell the Garrett metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
There's something interesting in selling these detectors as well, Jim. We have a sourdough theater in Alaskan Prospectors, and I have a nice inventory of videotapes on using the detectors as well as other small-scale mining equipment that... customers are welcome to come in and view these.
And you have room for 20 people in the theater?
I can hold between 15 and 20 people. As a matter of fact, during the summer months, visitors who come into Alaska are invited in, and we show them a short, about a 10 or 15 minute little free historical Alaskan mining film. So it's just a little added attraction for the visitor.
Mm-hmm. And you also have films on your equipment as well, eh?
Yes, on many different types of our equipment and how to use it.
We've got another call here, Leo. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Phil here from the North Pole.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Say, got a question for you on metal detectors. We're going to have some company coming up from outside this summer. My brother-in-law, he expressed an interest in metal detectors, you know, to do a little bit of panning and gold prospecting. And I used to be a miner myself, and I did, you know, I never used a metal detector, though. We used heavy equipment. But I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about these. I mean, you know, what kind of a range they can find gold from and what a good model would be. Could you help us out on that?
Sure, I'll just hand that. Phil, we'll just let Leah go ahead with the different kinds of detectors and how they work and their range and so forth right now.
Okay, I'll hang up and listen, Jeff.
Okay, real good. Thanks for the call, Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, Leah, I think you got the question. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about the different models of metal detectors? And before that, I want to tell you about a friend of mine, okay? The guy's name is Robbie. You know who Robbie is? You know where Robbie is. Where's Robbie?
Are you asking me?
Where is he?
At Tip Top Chevrolet.
Well, that's exactly correct. Robbie at Tip Top Chevrolet may seem, as you know, Leah, like an easygoing guy, but when he saw the all-new 1988 Chevrolet pickups, he really went overboard. He couldn't stop himself from stocking up on so many models. He's positive that if you can't find exactly what you want in a truck at Tip Top, it just doesn't exist. Why did a normally sane fellow like Robbie go so out of control? Well, you'll just have to take a look at all the new 1988 full-size pickups at Tip Top Chevrolet and see for yourself. Maybe it was the all-new, sturdier-than-ever box front frame or the new aerodynamic styling with smooth lines and rounded contours to reduce wind drag. Or perhaps it was the high-tech computer-engineered efficiency for all types of payloads. How about the large, easy-access doors? 8-layered finish, the all-welded box, or the big, comfortable cab. Who wouldn't flip over the new extended cab pickup that seats up to 6 people? You like four-wheel drive? Robbie's got the 4x4 Chevy with a shift-on-the-fly power to all four wheels instantly. But as much as Robbie loves all his new Chevrolet pickups, he just can't use them all himself. So he's doing the only sane thing. He's selling them to anyone who can come up with an offer that can stand up to the light of day. So come in today to Tip Top Chevrolet and see all the models Robbie has to show you. From the economical Cheyenne to the bold new Scottsdale, and of course the top of the line Silverado, plus much, much more, folks. Pick your pickup and chassis cab to suit your personal needs. You won't find a better selection anywhere than you'll find at Tip Top Chevrolet. You'll see for yourself what got Robbie so excited when you look at the wide variety of all-new 1988 Chevrolet pickups. Stop by Tip Top Chevrolet today for the best deals on the best new pickups around. That's Tip Top Chevrolet at 1916 Cushman. And one more comment. I just got to talk about my friends over at Arctic Springs, and that, of course, is Robert, Charlene, and James Johnson, who own and operate a family business right here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs at 285 Alta Way. They started manufacturing leaf springs and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. I like that. To give you an example of what they can do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000 square foot manufacturing plant, listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, folks, even aircraft. Springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your specifications, and they can raise and lower your vehicle. Arctic Springs handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. In addition, Look at some of the other items they stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings. Torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machine trailers, and weasels. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications, so bring in your blueprints or sketch. In addition, they have two huge 30-inch by 8 feet heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treating. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612. And don't forget, tell them that you heard their ad from Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Once again, their phone number over there is 451-8612. We're here with Leah Madonna from Alaskan Prospectors. If you have a question of Leah regarding prospecting and mining equipment, give us a call here on Alaska Gold Trails. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. We'd love to hear from you. Leah, you were talking about metal detectors, and we had the question regarding their range and their styles and so forth. Could you bring us up to date on some of the new styles that are on the market?
Certainly, Jim. There's a complete price range in detectors, and they're equally efficient. Just some are geared to gold prospecting more than others. As an example, there's the Gold Hunter, which has really come into its own. It's a mid-price range unit. It's a 15 kilohertz electronics detector, where most detectors, regardless of who they're manufactured, are in the 5 kilohertz range. Apparently, this is very effective on gold. As a matter of fact, in my shop, I have a replica of the largest nugget ever taken with a metal detector anywhere in the world, and that was the Hands of Faith nugget from Australia, which weighed 874 troy ounces of gold. The interesting thing about the detectors today, though, is not how large a nugget they will take. Probably any detector would do that. The important part is the small nuggets, because generally those might even be laying on the surface or just a few inches under the soil, and these can be taken down to something smaller than a match head. There's been quite a bit of success in Alaska with the Garrett detector. Many of you may have read last year of a couple of visitors who came to Alaska, Grace and Otis Rood, who came up to see our state, and then they made a trip up to Paradise Valley for 2 days. Now, this wasn't a professional mine. However, in 1 day's time, Otis Rood took out 19 gold nuggets with his Garrett Gold Hunter, the largest being 5 and a little over 5.5 ounces. The smallest was down probably a 1 penny weight, maybe a thumbnail size or something in that range. And this was very interesting because Otis is hard of hearing, and of course he had his earphones tuned up very high, and people up and down the creek could hear the sound going off on this nugget. And by the way, he used a 7.5-inch coil, which is the standard size coil. It's not the large one. And this large nugget was taken at 2.5 feet depth. So it depends on the compactness of the ground as to the depth that they will take.
Well, Otis, he was pretty successful with his metal detector, and that's one of the big success stories in the state, Leah. I'll tell you what. You want to do a contest? We've got a chance. We've got something to give away here on Alaska Gold Trails. And we have, and I hope the folks out there are listening, we have a jacket from Gabe's Truck and Auto as a prize. And so if you'd like to win that jacket, what we have to do here is we have to identify a sponsor. We want to know who that sponsor is, what that sponsor does, and where that sponsor is located. But most of all, we want to know what's new with that sponsor. The number is 456-3967. Their phone number is 456-3967. 3967. So if you'd like to win a jacket from Gabe's Truck and Auto, find out who that sponsor is, where they are, what they do, and what's new, and then give us a call here on Alaska Gold Trails at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And let's take the third person to call us. This is a fine jacket from Gabe's Truck and Auto. So, we want to know who that sponsor is, where that sponsor is, what that sponsor does, and, of course, what's new. And while we're waiting for that bit of information, let's talk briefly, we're not going to talk briefly, let's talk about Hector's Welding. Hector's Welding is located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway and has been serving Alaska for 40 years. Their 14,400 square foot shop is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. Listen to this list of services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. They have portable welding units for fast on-site repairs. Hector's fully equipped fabrication shop is ready to serve you. Bring out your ideas and blueprints. It's a well-known fact that anywhere in the interior where the big jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven, rapid, reliable work. Rush jobs are no problem. Remember, Hector's Welding has been getting the job done and done right for 40 years. And now, folks, an all-new service, Flocculants. Hector's is a gel log distributor. There's a free test kit available. All you have to do is stop out at Hector's and pick up the kit. Remember, it's free. Wherever Alaska's miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment. Located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Phone 488-6432. The phone number, once again, is 488-6432. Now, folks, we had a little contest going here, and we're still waiting for the phone lines to light up. We have our number one caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air. You have an answer?
Oh, for God's sake. Bob here. You're batting out so many phone numbers there, I got a little confused, I think. But anyway, that lady you had on there.
Yeah?
I'm an old timer, that is long time resident here. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I just never had gold fever. But I've been asked many times, I think she mentioned tourists, that when they buy these detectors like that, where do you tell them to go? They always want to know where to go with them. Well, you know how so much lands are taken up like that. I'm usually kind of stumped on that one. She mentioned some place a couple had gone called Pleasant Valley. I have no idea where that is. But they do always inevitably, they ask you that question, where can I go to pan gold? There's those that don't want to go to another tourist trap for a demonstration or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's some places that have been set aside specifically for gold panning and recreational mining. I'll let Leah handle that question. Leah, where is Paradise Valley?
Okay, Paradise Valley is a private commercial miner's operation, and it's he does open up recreational mining for a certain number of visitors, and that is a fee place, but it's certainly a rewarding place because many people have gotten nuggets up there. I don't think anyone has come home empty-handed. On the other hand, BLM lands, they have set aside a lot of land that you can do recreational panning, sluicing, dredging, and of course you could use the metal detector. And we must remember that the metal detector is something that can be used along the tailing piles, along the rivers when you're out fishing. You can also check around. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with it being up on the Chena and fishing and one of the family members out playing with the detector and perhaps becoming lucky because there has been gold found in the Chena from old reports I've read. And this would apply probably all over the state. it would be the same as the fishermen going out. Unless there's some restriction against fishing, I doubt there would be any against using a metal detector. It's just not that complicated to use, and certainly the visitor stops and camps along our road systems, and they would find many places to use a detector, as well as those who live here. Many of the prospectors that buy these detectors have talked about going around the tailing piles and along the Chattanooga, different places, of course not on private land. I hope that answers.
It sure does. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the
appreciate
call, sir.
It. Yeah, thank you.
Bye now. I lost all the lines on our contest. Well, we were having a contest here, and the contest was, and we had a few lines lit up, but they faded away with the answer. So, we still have that contest going. The question was, who is located at 456-3967? And the person that can tell us who they are, where they are, and what they do, plus what's new, will win a jacket from Gabe's Truck and Auto. Let's see what we've got here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can I answer the question?
Sure you can.
Okay, it's Oxford Assaying Refining. They're located at 2A Wendell Street, and they refine and smelt non-pure gold. Gold's been taken out of the ground. They refine it till it's pure.
And what's new over there?
They're new. They have the Alaskan silver ingot. Is that new?
Is that new?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask them.
They're the precious metals people, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the precious metals people.
Right.
And, boy, you gave a pretty good rundown there. I don't know. I lost so many people there. You must be number three. You must be number three. I had a whole board lit up here just a little while ago, but you're a little short. One thing, you're a little short on what's new over there. You didn't get what's new over there?
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
I wish you had have gotten what was new over there, and you would have won the prize. However, how would you like to stop at Alaskan Prospectors and pick up a piece of placer gold over there?
That'd be good.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for
all
the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have an answer to our question?
I sure do, Jim.
What's
that? That number's for Oxford Assaying and Refining at 208 Wendell Street.
Okay.
And I can tell you what's new over there.
What's new over there?
They've got a new sign.
They do. And what's
sure
that sign say?
it says what you just said.
Oh, is that right? It
yeah,
says Oxford Assaying Refining.
Yeah, that says the precious metal people, yeah.
You're the precious metal people. You bet it does. Okay, well, you know what you've just won? You've won a jacket from Gabe's Truck and Auto.
Great.
And what's your name?
This is Jesse again.
Jesse? Oh, my goodness, Jesse. I don't know. What do? Run around with a telephone in your pocket?
No, I work at a computer terminal next to a radio.
I see. Well, look, Jesse, you stop over at Gabe's, and I'm sure they're listening, and they'll know you're coming for that jacket.
Okay.
You're getting rich off this program, are you? Huh?
Well, you know, gold is where you find it,
that's
right?
That's right. You found it right here on KFAR radio, haven't you?
That's right.
Jesse, thanks for the call.
All right.
Leo, we were talking about metal detectors, and I think we gave quite a bit of time to the metal detectors. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other equipment that you have over there. What other kind of recreational equipment do you have for the weekend prospector?
Gold pans, sluice boxes. And, of course, little suction gold dredges.
And
so what would you like to know about them?
Well, what kind of gold pans are they? I heard something about this. I was at the recent placer mining conference, and I heard you speak about high-impact plastic. What is that all about? I never heard of a plastic
Fantastic.
Gold pan. They are.
One thing that's nice about the plastic pan, it's available in many colors, Jim, and they can do all kinds of things with plastic that they can't do with steel. First of all, that plastic pan doesn't rust. Secondly, as we get older, we find our eyes are a little dimmer, you know, and the gold gets a little more hard to see in that old rusty steel pan. So plastic pans are great. The black sand and the gold shows up real fast.
I see. And do you still have the traditional steel pan?
Of course we do. I couldn't be a prospecting store and not supply what the miner wants. And anything in a pan from 1 inch on up to about 17 inch.
Didn't I see a 36 inch pan in there at one time?
Yes, but it's a little bit difficult to pan with, and we really recommend that to the painters who want to make the super painted pan.
I see. Look, I just want to tell the folks out there that are listening that I'm here with Leah Madonna from Alaskan Prospectors, who is the supplier of the mining and prospecting equipment here and in Fairbanks, Alaska. And if you have a question of Leah regarding some of this prospecting and mining equipment, give us a call here. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And Leah, let's take a break for just a moment because I want to talk about one of my friends over there at Gabe's Truck and Auto. Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And that's, by the way, not just my opinion, folks. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and 8 mechanics on hand to serve you. With that much attention, you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, folks, Gabe's is a one-stop service center, and if you need an IM inspections, Gabe's has a no pass, no pay policy. That's right, if you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. Now, one other little hint on that IM inspection business. For the rest of this month, you can get an IM inspection at Gabe's Truck and Auto for $25. That's right, for just $25, a complete IM inspection. In addition to that, another special that they've got going is that they have a special on shock absorbers. You buy 3 and get the 4th one free. That's at Gabe's Truck and Auto. In addition to that, you tell them that you heard of their ad on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madonna, and they'll inspect the front end of your vehicle free of charge. That's a free front-end inspection at Gabe's Truck and Auto, free of charge, just by saying that you heard this ad on Alaska Gold Trails. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has 3 wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. You might want to write that number down and put it in your glove box in case of an emergency. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156. And once again, folks, we're here with Leah Madonna from Alaskan Prospectors, who supplies the prospecting and mining equipment for the interior of Alaska. And if you'd like to talk to her about some of this equipment or anything about gold mining, gold prospecting, give us a call here on Alaska Gold Trails at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Leah, you were saying that you had some gold dredges over there. And tell us about these gold dredges. How small and how big do they get?
Well, the recreational dredges start at a little 2-inch dredge, weighs about 38 pounds, and it's called a backpacker. And it's a nice dredge to work with on weekends. The wife and kids like to use it as much as the husband. These dredges go in sizes 5 inches up to an 8-inch dredge. Now, an 8-inch dredge is pretty big, and it's not a weekend model. It's something for the more serious small-scale miner. Additionally, a lot of people have that little transition between a gold pan and a gold dredge would be the portable sluice box. Especially for those that want something they can just throw in their car and take out when they go fishing and maybe try for a little gold, too.
That's pretty nice. Let me ask you a few questions. You mentioned that you had crystals from around the world. You have rocks from around the world. What do you have? You have Alaskan gifts. I notice on the sign there it says Alaskan gifts. What kind of things in that are nice for, let's say an Alaskan, a Fairbanks person wants to send some kind of Alaskana gift to outside. Do you have something that might be interesting to them?
We manufacture an Alaskan mineral card, which has specimens. It's and labeled, of course, in a frame, a picture frame, so it can be hung on the wall or displayed. And you might guess we also have Alaskan canned gold-bearing gravels, which is a nice gift to take outside if you want to do a little panning when you get back home.
Ah. Hey, you've got a call here, Leah. Welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. You're on the air.
This doesn't really have anything to do with Alaska, but Leah, please, tell us about your opals.
Somebody wants to know about your opals, Leah.
Okay, those are my pet rocks, and I brought them back from Lightning Ridge, Australia, and I like to find a good home for them, of course, but we do have probably one of the best selections of the Lightning Ridge Black Opal in the state, in that we have a complete price range. We have triplets, solids, and doublets. And these were bought direct from the miner. They're not through jewelry stores or anything. So we do have a nice supply of those.
How's that? Did that answer your question? Hello? I guess. Well, let's do one more quick contest, Leah. We have another sponsor. And, Jesse, stay away from that phone. This time, it's, how would you like to win? Let's see. How would you like to win? Oh, we got another phone call. Hello? Oh, they hung up on it. How would you like to win a genuine 1 ounce silver eagle from Oxford Assaying and Refining at 208 Wendell Street? Now, you tell us the name of this sponsor, where they're located, and what they do, and that's exactly what you win, a 1 ounce silver eagle from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and you know where they're located. They're located at 208 Wendell Street here in Fairbanks, Alaska. So what we want to know is what Alaska Gold Trail sponsor is located at 488-1409. That's 488-1409. We want to know who they are, where they are, and what they do. And we have a call here. Welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. I can answer that question.
You can?
That's K&K.
K&K. And where are they located?
8.5 mile Old Richardson.
8.5 mile Old Richardson. And what do they do out there?
Recycle metal. And anything else.
And thank you very much. You've just won a Silver Eagle from Oxford Assaying and Refining. And what's your name?
Don?
Don Halverson. Okay. Yep. Don, just stop over at Oxford and they'll have the Silver Eagle waiting for you over there.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Well, we've taken care of all our contests here today. Leah, give us kind of a rundown of walking through the front door of your shop. What is a person going to see? And take us right back to the back end of all the equipment and the end of the shop. What are you going to see when you walk through the door?
When you walk through the door, you're going to be surrounded by books, minerals, and crystals. After that, you're going to see a lot of pictures hanging on the wall of mining and prospecting, kangaroos, emus from Australia. Then we go along to the gold pans. We have a gold pan wall. And I don't think you could walk out of there without finding the proper size that you might desire. As you go back a little further, you come to sluice boxes, pumps. We, of course, have accessory parts for those gold dredges. So there's a lot of little pieces sitting around. And then there's the gold concentrating wheels that separate the gold from the black sands. And those come in anything from a little tiny unit in a tub that could be used right out at the stream to something that would be used at home or at the mine. A little past that, we run into the Sourdough Theater, where we would welcome all Alaskan visitors and newcomers to Alaska to come and see just a short little free film on Alaskan gold or on mining history of the North. And if you want to know more about equipment, we'd be happy to show you our videos.
Leah, thank you very much for joining me here today on Alaska Gold Trails. And I want to thank the listening audience for your many phone calls.
It was a pleasure to be here today, Jim. I've enjoyed Alaskan Gold Trails.
Thanks so much, Leah. I'll be back with you next week, folks. My guest will be Don Cook, Dr. Don Cook, Dean of the School of Mineral Engineering at the University of Alaska. Until then, folks, it's been fun. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Until next week, happy prospecting. You're listening to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial in Fairbanks, Alaska. From